This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. So today's Gemara has a reference to something called Orez Kaluf, which means like peeled or hulled rice. So I had to do a little bit of study. How exactly does rice grow? What is rice anyway? So apparently rice grows with a hard protective covering called a hull or a husk. And this very hard outer covering helps protect the much softer inner core from, you know, various pests and insects and things like that. This outer core is very heavy in fiber. It's hard to digest unless you grind it very, very fine. And so it tended to not be eaten typically. In the ancient period, it would be removed by winnowing, by throwing the grains of rice up into the air, and the wind would blow away the hulls and you'd get the rice falling down below. In modern times, machines are used to do this work, and it's called milling. The first pass through the milling machine leaves behind a brown layer called the bran. And so when you buy brown rice, it means it's partially hulled. And if you mill it a second time to remove that brown outer covering, then you get white rice, as of course we're all familiar with that and love it because it comes from Asian restaurants. So we tend to eat the inner grain for sure, particularly in Western cultures. We also eat brown rice, but the hull on its own can be used for all kinds of other things. In ancient times, they would save that hull and they would use it to make bricks, oil. They would ferment it to make a kind of beer. If it's burned down to ash, can be used as a ceramic glaze and even as toothpaste. So nothing is wasted. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.